Hunter, there's no start starting to get a little frustrating at this point in the season for you guys offensively.
We just got to execute better. I just think that's the biggest part, you know, probably to our slow start. You know, that's just executing better as offense.
Now, what do you take away from a game like this where you get down 24-0 and you still have a shot?
Well, we all know that, you know, this team is going to fight. I mean, that's never been a question. You can't put yourself in a hole like that. But, you know, I still think we should have won the game. I think, you know, my turnover was probably, it was the biggest probably mistake of the game. And took the momentum that we had going down. And, you know, I really thought that we were going to go down and get points. And, I made that big mistake there, so.
Can you take us through what happened on that play?
I don't know. I didn't have the ball cleanly. Just trying to make something happen, you know, before really protecting the ball. And, I cost my team, so, I accept full responsibility for it, and that's probably why we lost tonight. So wish I can play again tomorrow to change that and redeem myself, but I gotta wait till next week.
I know you made a lot of great catches in your career. A touchdown catch early, you got the first one that made 24-7. You made very many ones better than that.
I don't really think that was great. I think I've had way better catches than that. So I just think it was just a play in the game.
What'd you think about J.J. Watt scoring another touchdown?
Like I said before, he affects the game in so many ways. He's a hell of a player. You know, I'm glad he's on my team. So I enjoy watching him play every week.
Andre, with Fitzpatrick, what are you seeing from him? I mean, do you feel like you guys are getting what you need from him? The numbers actually were good today, and he got you guys back in this game. Some people criticize him, but it seems like he's giving you guys what you need right now.
Criticism is going to come. Mm-hmm. I get criticized, so it's going to come. I mean, if you're not a fan favorite, you're going to get criticized. So that's just the nature of this business. And that's pretty much it. All you can do is go out and play your game and, you know, not worry about what people from the outside have to say.
Does it do any good to ask you about becoming the second fastest to 13,000 in the history of the game?
Nah, that don't really matter. I'm going to focus on what happened tonight. So, like I said, I'm just thinking about that mistake that I made. So, that's the only thing I worry about right now.
How do you look at this team going forward at 3-3?
I don't think we're in a bad place. I think we have a very good football team. We just have to get it all, you know, playing on the same court. I think, you know, we have breakdowns here and there, you know, offense, you know, defense, you know, something on special teams. I think we can all just get on the same, you know, same pattern, you know, we'll be fine. So, but I think, you know, we have a hell of a football team. We just got to get it, you know, headed in the right direction.
It feels like you guys are closer to winning than having lost 2 straight, 3 out of 4. I mean, being that close and the rallies and everything.
Like I said, I think, you know, we have a good football team. We know that. But we just got to get it. We just got to execute better. I think, you know, this little break we get, even though it's not a bye week, but I think, you know, we can sit down and, you know, look at ourselves as a team and, you know, just go from there. Like I said, we 3-3, so, you know, the season's not over. We got a lot of football left to play. And, you know, this is a good chance for us to see where we are as a team, what, you know, we need to fix as a team and as players to get us, you know, headed in the right direction and, you know, not to have those slow starts and stuff like that. So hopefully we can get that fixed over these next few days.